The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Azariah stood up in the fire and prayed aloud, "For your name's sake, O Lord, do not deliver us up forever and make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, no prophet or leader, no burnt offering, no sacrifice, oblation or incense, no place to offer first fruits to find favor with you. But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received, as though it were burnt offerings of rams or bullocks, thousands of fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your presence today as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you and we pray to you. Do not let us be put to shame, but deal with us in your kindness and your great mercy. Deliver us by your wonders and bring glory to your name, O Lord." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remember your mercies, O Lord. Remember your mercies, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Remember your mercies, O Lord. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your kindness are from of old. In your kindness, remember me because of your goodness, O Lord. Remember your mercies, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. Remember your mercies, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? And Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When the servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him back a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back to me what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant! I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you have not had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then, in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he paid back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so, when Jesus sits there and tells Peter, you know, "Should I forgive my brother 7 times? He goes, "Nope, 77. And he doesn't mean 77 times, so don't start counting, huh? He means beyond your imagining, never stop. And when he tells the story about the man who is forgiven and then he doesn't forgive somebody else, again, you know that's all of us, correct? We all have been forgiven by Almighty God. And so he's forgiven all our debts, the debts that would damn us forever. And he says, "As I forgive, so must you forgive." And so when we refuse to forgive somebody, then God treats us the way we treat others. And he promises us that, right? This is the God of the universe who says, "So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." People, We must be people of generous forgiveness. And you might think, nope, can't do it. And I'm saying, yep, you can do it. It's an act of the will. It doesn't okay what they did, but it sets you free. Again, if you don't forgive somebody, you're a victim all the days of your life. They have total control over you. It's like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. You must forgive. You must move on. So it's an act of the will. Just say, Lord, I forgive them, and I ask you to forgive them, and move on. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.